Cornell Teaching Assistant, Conservatives Support Child Molestation. By Tom Cicada on December 3, 2019. A teaching assistant at Cornell University accused right-wingers of supporting the sexual abuse of children. The accusation was made in the context of a larger criticism of a decision to host former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, R., on campus. According to a report by Campus Reform, a Cornell University teaching assistant is not happy that former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is coming to campus. The teaching assistant focused her attention on local media reports from 2018 that claimed that Governor Scott Walker's administration had allegedly granted professional licenses to four former priests that had been accused of child molestation. Walker quickly terminated the licenses after he was informed that they had been approved. In a letter to the editor that was recently published in the Cornell Daily Sun, Cornell University teaching assistant Irene Hartman accused Scott Walker and right-wingers of supporting child molestation. There are many reasons to oppose bringing former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker to Cornell's campus. From his attacks on public sector unions, while hiding behind a unionized police force, to accepting campaign donations from a lead manufacturer before then passing laws blocking families of children poisoned by lead paint from pursuing legal remedies, to helping Catholic priests who were defrocked for substantiated cases of sexual abuse of a minor receive or renew professional licenses that gave child molesters access to vulnerable populations, Scott Walker is the poster boy for conservatism. Hartman didn't stop her accusations there. She went on to argue that she is grateful that Cornell conservatives are embracing Walker and his alleged decisions to give quarter to pedophiles instead of prosecuting them. While some are shocked and insulted that he would be brought to campus, I'm personally grateful that Cornell Republicans are publicly embracing unflinching conservatism as demonstrated by Walker. Although the talk will likely focus on anti-union rhetoric under the guise of the free market, there is no denying that by welcoming Walker to campus, Cornell Republicans are co-signing political patronage in the form of dark money donations and giving quarter to pedophiles instead of prosecuting them. For many of us on the left who oppose this behavior in the Democratic Party as well, it is a welcome relief that Republicans are finally willing to show the world who they are and what they stand for. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more campus updates.